Good evening and welcome to Reconquest on the Crusade channel of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. By the way, if you want to find out anything about the particular subject we're discussing on any of our shows, find the show advertised on Reconquest.net. It's really easy. There's not much by way of content. Each week's show is posted there in order. And you can see links to other resources online. My email address is bam@catholicism.org. That's bam@catholicism.org. I'm found on Twitter @brother_Andre. And I'm also on Facebook. Tonight's show is entitled Noah's Ark and Peter's Bark. Now, of course, we're not talking about St. Peter making a canine-like sound. We're talking about Peter's bark, meaning Peter's ship, meaning the Church of Christ. And we're going to talk about typology this evening. We're going to talk about the literal sense of Genesis and how the Ark of Noah, which really existed in a universal flood, which really happened according to the account of Genesis, is a type which is fulfilled in the New Testament reality of the church. My guest in the second segment is going to be Mr. Hugh Owen, the founder and director of the Colby Center for the Study of Creation in Mount Jackson, Virginia. So let's get started. We're going to begin by talking about typology. This is a very important device in the study of the Old Testament. Now, we want to make it clear that when we talk about Old Testament realities as types of something else, like a New Testament reality, we're not denying the literal sense of the historical nature of the Old Testament history books. We are talking about something being both a reality and a type of a future reality, a greater reality. And this typology is something that is a standard approach to the study of the Old Testament. It is a standard approach that the inspired writers of the New Testament use when talking about the Old Testament, referring back to it. So what is it? The Greek word typos, or typos, T-Y-P-O-S, in our alphabet, means blow, impression, or model. It gives us the English word type, from which we get typewriter and typing. This is something that leaves an impression, of course, on a page, those of you old enough to remember what an actual typewriter is. We also get the words archetype and prototype and stereotype from this Greek word typos. A type, in the way that we're using it here, is anything, any person, any event, any institution, any object in the Old Testament which foreshadows some New Testament reality. The corresponding New Testament reality is itself called an antitype, that's A-N-T-I-T-R-I-P-E, being opposed to the type. In other words, it's the thing that the type strikes against. Huh? St. Paul engages in typology, that is the study of types, in the Bible in 1 Corinthians when he refers to Christ as the last Adam and says that Adam is a figure of him who was to come. He says this in the book of Romans. And by the way, that word figure that we have in the Reims New Testament is typos in Greek. So it's this word type. He was a type of him who was to come. In this case, Adam is the type and our Lord is the antitype. The Old Testament is filled with types of our Lord. Men such as Adam, Isaac, Moses, Joshua, whose name is literally Jesus, if you bring it into Greek and then into English, Jacob, Joseph, Solomon, the Prince of Peace. The Paschal Lamb is a type of our Lord, as Saint John the Baptist, of course, would have said when he pointed to our Lord and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The tabernacle in the desert is a type of our Lord, as is the temple, as is the brazen serpent, and many other people and things foreshadowed Jesus as well. There are other New Testament realities besides our Lord that are also foreshadowed. So the 12 sons of Jacob, which give us the 12 tribes of Israel, are a type of the 12 apostles. Saint Joseph, or rather Old Testament Joseph, the son of Jacob, who was known as sort of the dreamer, as in, "Behold, the dreamer cometh," as his brother said, he got all sorts of messages in dreams, and he could interpret dreams. Well, he's a figure of Joseph of the New Testament, Saint Joseph, who received messages in dreams, and who also had a sojourn in Egypt, not unlike his Old Testament type. St. Paul speaks of baptism as an antitype of circumcision in the Epistle to the Colossians, while Jesus himself says that the Eucharist was prefigured by the manna in the desert in his great Eucharistic discourse recorded in John chapter 5. So now it wasn't just our Lord prefigured, it was other New Testament realities as well. Our Lady is the new Eve, as many of the fathers of the church say. Our Lady is also the Ark of the Covenant, as fathers of the church also say. Abel's sacrifice was a type of Christ's sacrifice. Melchizedek was a type of Christ. The sacrifice of Isaac is a type of the sacrifice of Christ. Pharaoh's slaying of the Israelites' male children can be seen as a type of the massacre of the holy innocents, and so on. There are numerous. There's no conceivable way I could be exhaustive in treating this subject of what Old Testament realities are types of New Testament realities. Now, among the Old Testament realities that are types of New Testament realities, we also have Noah's Ark. Now, St. Peter says, concerning baptism and the ark, he says this. In 1 Peter 3:20 to 21, he says, he talks about our Lord going down into the limbo of the just. And he says, which had been, the souls there, which had been sometime incredulous when they waited for the patience of God in the days of Noah, when the ark was a building wherein a few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Whereunto baptism, being of like form, now saveth you also. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the examination of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So those faithful who were with Noah, eight souls, they were buoyed up in the ark on water. Baptism is of like form because it's done in water, right? When St. Peter says baptism being of like form, the word translated like form is literally in Greek antitupon, antitype. So he's saying that baptism is an antitype of the water of the flood, not as destroying the earth, but as saving those eight who are saved. Of course, the waters of baptism do destroy something. They destroy sin. Huh? Just as the waters of the Red Sea destroyed Pharaoh's army as they saved the Jews and delivered them from Egypt. Now, here's something from the Church's Magisterium introducing a related typology, the typology that we're getting at tonight, which is between Noah's Ark and Peter's Bark, or Noah's Ark and our Lord's Church. I quote from the Bull Unum Sanctum of Pope Boniface VIII. He says, "We are compelled, our faith urging us to believe and to hold, and we do firmly and simply confess that there is one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, outside of which neither salvation nor remission of sins can be found, her spouse proclaiming it in the canticle, 'My dove, my undefiled is but one, she is the choice of her that bore her,' which represents one mystical body, of which the head is Christ, but of Christ, God. In this church, there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There was one ark of Noah, indeed, at the time of the flood, symbolizing the church. And this being finished in one cubit, had namely one Noah as helmsman and commander. And with the exception of this ark, all things existing upon the earth were, as we read, destroyed." Now, you can find that in Denzinger's Enchiridion Symbolorum, number 870. That's the new numbering. The old numbering, it's 468. And this bull, of course, of Pope Boniface VIII ends with the famous dogmatic definition that indeed we declare, say, pronounce, and define that it is altogether necessary for the salvation of every human creature to be subject to the Roman pontiff. Okay, now we're not so much getting into the nature of this dogmatic decree as we are talking about the typology that exists here. Here we have the ark of Noah clearly taken for granted as an historical reality. It's one, it's unique. The flood itself is universal. And everyone outside of it perished. And now he's bringing that typology and comparing it to the church, that it's the ark of Christ, as it were. It's the bark of Peter, but it's the ship of Christ. And in it, all who are to be saved from eternal perdition are going to be brought in, and outside all perish. This is a typology that Pope Boniface VIII used in this dogmatic decree, but he didn't make it up. It's actually considerably older. And as far as I can tell, and I'm not a great scholar, and I don't have the great leisure to research these things, but the earliest Greek father I have found to use this is Origen, who lived from 184 to 253. And the earliest Latin father that I'm aware of who used the Ark Church typology is St. Cyprian of Carthage. Now, I'm going to quote St. Cyprian in a minute. In fact, I'm going to quote a few of the fathers of the church as I'm winding down my first segment here, because it's important I don't want you to just take it from me if I said, you know, oh, gee, the fathers of the church thought that the Ark of the Noah, I almost said Ark of the Covenant, that's a different typology entirely, but that the Ark of Noah was a type of the church. If I just said that, it might not sink in. You might think, well, yeah, maybe he thinks that that's what they said. But we have the writings of numerous church fathers, as well as other doctors of the church who came later in the High Middle Ages and in the Counter-Reformation. I'll quote from each one of the epochs that I just named. So beginning with St. Cyprian of Carthage, again, the earliest of the Latin fathers of whom I am aware used this. So this is a direct quote from his work on the unity of the church. Whosoever is separated from the church and is joined to an adulteress is separated from the promises of the church. Nor can he who forsakes the church of Christ attain to the rewards of Christ. He is a stranger, he is profane, he is an enemy. He can no longer have God for his father who has not the church for his mother. That's a very famous passage from this work. If anyone could escape who was outside the Ark of Noah, then he also may escape who shall be outside the church. So after that very famous passage about not having God for your father if you don't have the church for your mother, he then goes on to compare the church to the ark and the universal flood and the universal destruction outside the ark to the universal destruction outside the church as regards salvation. St. Jerome, who died in the year 420, says this, "As I follow no leader save Christ, so I communicate with none but your blessedness." This is in a letter to the Pope. That is, with the chair of Peter. "For this I know is the rock on which the church is built. This is the ark of Noah, and he who is not found in it shall perish when the flood prevails. As for heretics, I have never spared them. On the contrary, I have seen to it in every possible way that the church's enemies are also my enemies." This is St. Jerome, who was known to be a bit of a curmudgeon and could sort of give holy hell to the enemies of the church. And of course, that is a deliberate irony with which I say that. St. Bede the Venerable, who died in the year 735, of course, from England, says this in his Hexameron. "Just as all within the ark were saved and all outside of it were carried away when the flood came, so when all who are preordained to eternal life have entered the church, the end of the world will come and all will perish who are found outside." St. Thomas Aquinas, now we're at the High Middle Ages, and he says this in the Tertia Pars of the Summa Theologiae. "There is no entering into salvation outside the church, just as in the time of the deluge there was none outside the ark, which denotes the church according to 1 Peter 3, 20 and 21. That 1 Peter 3, 20 and 21 that St. Thomas cites here, I've already quoted, where he said that baptism being of like form now saves you also. Interestingly, St. Peter isn't mentioning the church specifically there. But St. Thomas, of course, is interpreting to mean baptism being an entrance into the church, etc. So there's a perfect cogency there. Now we move on to two, and we finish actually with two doctors of the church, both Jesuits. of the Counter-Reformation, St. Peter Canisius first. Outside of this communion, as outside the Ark of Noah, there is absolutely no salvation for mortals, not for Jews or pagans who never received the faith of the Church, nor for heretics who, having received it, corrupted it, neither for the excommunicated or those who, for any other serious cause, deserve to be put away or separated from the body of the Church like pernicious members. For the rule of Cyprian and Augustine is certain. Now, I didn't quote St. Augustine, but he said it too. For the rule of Cyprian, whom we quoted, and Augustine is certain. He will not have God for his father, who would not have the Church for his mother. So again, he's using the Ark typology here. St. Robert Bellarmine, last, another Jesuit, like St. Peter Canisius, and he says this in his work, De Sacramento Baptismi. And by the way, if you want to find all these references, go to reconquest.net and look for the episode 8 entry, where you'll see a picture of my guest, and you'll see a little write-up of this show, and you will find links to documents that have these things. Outside the Church, there is no salvation, he says. Therefore, in the symbol, that is the creed, we join together the Church with the remission of sins. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, etc. For this reason, the Church is compared with the Ark of Noah, because just as during the deluge, everyone perished who was not in the Ark, so now those perish who are not in the Church. So much for St. Robert Bellarmine there. And that's enough. I think I quoted 7 fathers and doctors of the Church. And they are by, this is highly representative, but it is by no means exhaustive, nor is it intended to be. I have a link on the reconquest.net site to an article by Brother Thomas Murray Sennett, who points out in that excellent study that if the flood were not geographically and anthropologically universal, then the Ark of Noah wouldn't be a true type of the Church. He also draws a connection to the biblical modernism that denies the literal sense of Genesis, that denies the truth, in other words, of the Pentateuch, specifically the creation account. And after the creation account in the first 3 chapters, we get a couple chapters later, 5, and then going on especially to chapter 7, the story of Noah. When the biblical modernists attacked all these things as myths, as later Hebrew interpretations and sort of monotheistic adaptations of earlier polytheistic legends and myths. Of course, the Church has condemned this idea. The Pontifical Biblical Commission condemned that idea back at the beginning of the 20th century. But the idea here is that if the flood wasn't universal, and if the those inside the ark weren't literally saved by the floodwaters as those outside were perished in it, then the typology that we just saw from the fathers and doctors of the Church wouldn't work. Just as if the story of Jonah and the whale was a mere myth, then our Lord's referring to it as applying to himself in his resurrection is questionable. It becomes very questionable. So the same type of biblical modernism that attacks the Bible's truth about creation and, say, the story of Noah and the flood also has sort of a flip side when it comes to ecclesiology and attacks the Church. It attacks the necessity of the Church, attacks this idea that the fathers were teaching when they were using this typology. So I recommend that article to you by Brother Thomas Murray, The Ark of Noah and the Church of Christ. So this is Brother Andre Marie. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade channel of the Veritas Radio Network. When we come back, we will have as our very special guest, Mr. Hugh Owen, to discuss now the type, not the anti-type, the Church, but the type, the Ark of Noah itself, and the literal sense of the universal flood and the relevance to us today. Stay with us after the break. God bless.
You're listening to Reconquest with Brother Andre Marie, seeking that which was lost and fighting for it, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.